Up next on JusticeFound.org, Roland Washington, Montel Jennings, David Kordsmeyer, and Elias Santiago meet to deliver the message. And the message is for all you men out there, and I'm talking about the men of color who are out there dealing with the world today. We know it's a tough place to be, and we're here to help you.
This particular podcast is dedicated to our young, or maybe not so young, black and brown men, young men. I have two Latin brothers, and then myself and Montel are black. We all work. We all have kids. It's hard. We've had a hard road, and we're not giving up. And so man, oh, man. And also, this is for non-men of color, but I'm saying this particularly to black and brown men.
My name is Eli Santiago, and I work for a law enforcement agency in the Bay Area, and I'm 45 years old. And I grew up in the Mission, born and raised in San Francisco, got a family, wife and a daughter. So I'm Cuban and Puerto Rican. I was born here in San Francisco. My mom and dad, they met in Florida in the early 60s, and they decided to come out here. And I was mainly raised around the Chicanos, which is Mexican people who were born here in the United States, and other Mexicans who were born in Mexico at that time when I was growing up. We really didn't have a lot of Central Americans moving in until like the early 80s.
And what do you think about these young brothers killing each other, man?
I think it's just very foolish that we are killing our own people. There's no reason to do this. We need to take responsibility for each other. We need to respect each other. And we really need to man up. You know, there's times that you need to turn the other cheek and try and have some redemption in your life and look for redemption in other people's lives. When I was growing up here in the Mission, one of my earliest childhood memories was seeing someone overdose on heroin. We had a lot of heroin growing up. We didn't have the gangs that they have now where they're killing each other over a drop of a dime, but we did have gangs. I remember when I was growing up, people around me, like in the system, were saying I couldn't do certain things because of the poor education I got in the public schools. When I first went into law enforcement, I tried to apply to several agencies in the Bay Area. As a Latino male, I was, especially I would say in the Marin County area up there, I was made to feel unwelcome. People said I could not be in law enforcement. But I decided to follow that field and listen to people. And I had, actually, there was a African-American brother and an Anglo brother who were working in the community, and they told me to follow my dreams, and I looked at them as examples, and you know, they showed me the way. You know, I saw positive role models, and they said you can be what you want to be, and that's what I decided to do.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You have to do it yourself. I mean, on my coming up, I was always told what I couldn't be, and I don't come from the greatest family or the greatest situation. But chaos and change, you can still accomplish things. And that's what I was saying about the critical thinking. And so to you young men out there, whether you're not finishing school or whether you got a baby right now as a young man or your parents aren't there for you, you know something? Like the brother said, you got to man up. Because you
got to man up.
You're going to be here by yourself. You're going out by yourself. And your children have to be able to depend on you. So you have to leave something for them. And you can sit around and you can be overwhelmed, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you still got to man up. And the intervention that came into my life was Tamatra Scott, who I always reference to. And that's a man that manned up and stopped what he was doing and affirmed me.
That's right.
And I believe in redemption. All I'm doing for the rest of my life is redeeming myself. So people did things to me, and then when I got big enough, I did other things. I didn't do the things you guys are doing, but I still did things. We all do things. And then you redeem yourself. And a lot of people try to repent and try to resurrect. No, you need to redeem yourself. So you guys can do whatever you need to do. You can do what we're doing right now. You know something? You don't need some guy to tell you you can run a union. Start your own association. You don't need anybody to tell you that you can't be in healthcare. Like Aldous points out, you can come in as a CNA. You don't need anybody to tell you that you can't do math and on. You can buy books. You can get crisp books. You can do all these things, but you guys can do it.
Yeah, that's true. You look in the mirror and you believe in yourself. You say, I can do it. I am somebody. And no matter what odds I have against me, I don't have any money, I don't have a job, a lady left me, all these kind of things. People, as men, we deal with that every day. But you just got to man up and keep going and be positive and believe in yourself. The thing is, people were telling me the other day, well, you know what? We've got a lack of housing. We can't find... Believe me, brother, they got more housing built for you right now than you can believe. And it's called prison. It's called jails. It's the biggest industry that we have in California, as a matter of fact, in the United States. And so if you want to lead that way, which I'm hoping that the listeners don't, that's going to be your destiny if you don't man up and take care of your business.
I mean, no one's going to make anything happen for you. And you know, that's one of the hardest things, you know, I had to learn in life is... You kind of go through the system, whatever system you're in, and you expect certain things. Life's supposed to give you something, and life's not going to give you anything. And you can have your belief system, your belief in God, or whatever it is, but ultimately, you know, whether it's God or just you know, the Creator, or all of whatever, wants you to go, you know, follow the path that's been set out for you and make something happen. So you got to make things happen for yourself. And, you know, I kind of always come back to that you got to empower yourself economically. And, you know, that doesn't mean you got to go to college, but it means you got to be responsible and
got to have some kind of money.
At some point, you're going to reach an age where you can't just keep fooling around. And so, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, I've seen it firsthand down in Palo Alto, in a place that's probably one of the wealthiest parts of our country. A lot of money there. Menlo Atherton, same story. And school system is such that there's East Palo Alto next door doesn't have their own high schools.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? So you got large minority population over there who's got kids that get sent through this system, which is basically a farm system to make sure these kids are off on their own and not moving up. And we tried to help this black kid get into AP classes, and the first thing they told him was, well, you know, he's probably, you know, not qualified for that, and they wanted to stick him in with the rest of the kids. And fortunately at this high school, something like 70% dropout rate for African American. So that was death for him if he got stuck in the regular classes. Now, if he got in the AP track, he would have been fine. I don't know what happened to him, but I mean, that's the story all over the Bay Area. And you know, and it's the education system is set up such that it's tied to housing market, and where the housing market is really good, and where people care about their houses and care about and willing to spend their tax dollars to make sure their kids get a good education, then everything works great. But if you're not in the Palo Alto school district, for example, your kid's not going to get a good education, and you know, you're going to be in that track for life to kind of have to fight the system to make sure you get what you deserve. I'm a software engineer. I got brown skin, and when I went through
college, Salvadorian, right?
Salvadoran and German. When I went through college, I started my class with, I can tell you, maybe a handful, 20, 25 Latinos that I knew that were in engineering, and by the end, most of them had all dropped out. They either had left school, got pregnant, or just said, I'm going to go and be a Spanish major, you know, or something. And I don't know where that left them, but a lot of them were, you know, first generation going to college, and they really missed out. And I kind of want to go back to that time and just, you know, kind of shake people and say, you know, you are representing us. You know, this is what you came up with. You know, you came to school, you partied, you dropped out. You know, and so I'm in an industry where when I look around me, it's a lot of white faces, a lot of Asian faces, a lot of Indian faces, not a lot of Latinos, not a lot of blacks. I happen to work in a team, a group that has three Latinos, and that may be representing a fairly large percentage of the Latino population in my company, but that's just a fluke. But I'd like to see more folks who want to, you know, if you want this, you know, bling bling lifestyle, you want bling bling, I'll take you up to Los Altos Hills, Menlo Atherton, and I'll show you some bling. And
these
guys have the path to riches figured out, and it's not impossible. I've tried it. I'm trying it right now. I mean, it's something that can happen for you. You work hard. You get your education. You get your college degree. You can get into this whole technology thing, and it's like a gold rush. And like Roland said, there's some dot-com aspect to it, but there's money to be made. And if they're giving out the money, you might as well go where that is, and you can have that lifestyle if that's what you're looking for.
That's right.
David, your thing is not only they can give you the money, but you can also make your own money. That's what you're trying to do, right, David?
And this is another thing. I mean, when we're looking around in the world of technology, it is largely, and even, you know, just business in general, but it is largely dominated by old white men. Women have to fight and claw to get to the top, and when they get there, they get taken down. You know, if you look at what happened to Carly Fiorina at HP, and she didn't get to the top because she was nice, and that, you know, unfortunately, I think she suffered for her strength, really. What I'd like to see is more things being created by around the world by people of color, and when we look in the world of technology, for example, this is a place that I know, everything doesn't have to be made by somebody else. You know, we can get together and have a good idea and actually create something. And I like to refer to this guy, I don't remember his name, it's like Hector de Casa, I believe, and he was from Mexico, and he was a university student there. He created something called the GNOME interface, which was basically one of the most popular user interfaces in the world of Linux. He created this thing as, you know, part of a university project, and it's from Mexico. Now, nobody knows him, and that's unfortunate. A lot of this is because of who he is, where he's from, but I'd like to see more, you know, see the next Bill Gates be from Central America or South America or, some other place where there's people of color, and it doesn't have to come from Redmond, or it doesn't have to come from the Silicon Valley.
That's right.
They don't have to speak English.
One thing I want to add on is to all the young people out there is think beyond today. Think where you're going to be at 5 and 10 years from now. That's what I'm really not seeing in the young people today. They're not looking toward the future. But I want to tell you, most of you young people out there, you're going to have children, and you're going to affect your family for the next 100 years. And I want you to really think about that. 100 years from now, when you've passed away, you're going to leave a legacy for your children. Well, what's that going to be? You know, the legacy that was left for me was I had a legacy of racism. There was domestic violence. There was alcoholism that went back into my family more than 100 years. And, you know, with the help of God, because that's who I give the credit to, I broke that legacy. But you know what? I made a choice. I can talk about God, but I made a choice. I broke those chains, you know, and I decided I'm going to do something with my life, which I did, and I'm going to create a legacy for my family. And, you know, I'll be dead in 100 years, but I know my great-grandchildren are going to fuel my legacy, you know. I know my daughter's going to be the first one to graduate from a four-year college in my family, in the history of my family, and she'll probably get her master's degree. So, young people, think of your children. They don't ask to be brought into this world. You're bringing them in. So what legacy are you going to give them?
The more things change, the more they stay the same. You can sit here today and you can say that it's different and you're shooting each other and it's bling bling and on, but you know something? You're still not allowed to be a man. 50 years ago, Martin Luther King and everybody were walking around with signs, "I am a man." 100 years before that, 200 years, men of color. You can go to Puerto Rico. You can look up. There's a PBS thing about Puerto Rico, Hawaii, all these places. Most people are standing up. They were men when it started, and the thing that we're doing is trying to be men. And if you go by the rules that you've been given, the propaganda, which is that father knows best, Brady Bunch, you know, 30-something, on and on, and somehow this one guy can make all this money. Like David said, you can go up in those hills and you can see bling bling, but guess what? The majority of white America is not rich and is not in the hills. And I am someone who grew up in a lot of chaos. And on top of the chaos, I was a good student, and then my coping mechanism was to become a bad student to be able to deal and be accepted by my own people, who still didn't accept me even when I did that. Then that empowered other people to use that as an out, to keep me believing that I can't do what I can do. So true, you can go to school, you can go the traditional route, but there's other people who have gone to vocational school. They have a program at City College that teaches you how to do biotech and Wi-Fi and on and on. You can come in as technicians and make an incredibly good living. Everybody doesn't have to be a pink collar or white collar. You can make a good living. You got to man up. You got to go to the program. I'm a licensed psychiatric technician. It was a year commitment. I had to make that commitment. And I know there's people out there, and there's people who are even in that program. And I've been a tech for 20-something years, and there's still people I know that didn't finish and are still trying to be a psych tech. You got to man up, because all you're going to become is an old man or a dead man.
And one thing I want to add, I've been in law enforcement for 23 years. I ask you men and you women to man up and woman up. I know from my experiences in the Bay Area that high 90s, most of you are not involved in shootings. You need to man up and stop going and hanging out with these people who are doing the shootings and the violence. It's not cool. We have a media and music that is pushing how violence is cool. Violence is not cool, and you know it. You can complain about the violence, but you need to separate yourself from these people. These people are not going to put food on your table. They're not going to feed your baby. They're not going to give you a job. Avoid it. Yeah, sometimes it's hard not being the so-called cool one, but let's face reality. When you come into a hard time in your life, who's going to be the brother and the sister who's going to be with you, who's going to stick by your side? You really think about that in your life. I can tell you as a fact that all the CSI, you see these programs, we all know this is all a bunch of malarkey, that we solve most of our crimes. 99% of our crimes are solved by people giving up their rights and by people snitching on each other. So you think about that real, real hard in your life, that we solve 99% of our crimes mostly by people snitching on each other. So you need to make some hard decisions and stay away from people who are negative influence in your life.
Snitch is not the wrong thing to do. Because if somebody did wrong and you tell on them, then you're doing right. And that's redemption.
That's right.
So this whole thing about snitching, if somebody killed your mother or somebody killed your child, you would want somebody to, quote, snitch. Because you'd rather have justice than to go around blindly and hurt other people because you're looking for your vengeance. So if you stay away from it and you avoid it, it won't happen. You think it takes a lot of energy? No, it doesn't. Because if you set the goal, then the people around you will do it. I saw two black kids, teens with the baggy clothes on, the black shirt, playing in this alley, and they had these plastic guns that the only thing different was it had a little red tip on it. And then one is laying out in the street like he's been shot. And so I go up to the kids and go like, man, what, do you want Popo to mess with you? And so for a moment they thought, then as I walk away, they're hollering and screaming like I guess like I'm supposed to be their age and I'm supposed to be scared of them. And then they're saying, bring the man on and on and on. If you're suicidal, go get help. If you're suicidal, go to God. If you're suicidal, get help. Don't have the police kill you. Don't have another man of color kill you. Do not do something to women so you can get killed. If you're suicidal and you don't want to be here, go get help. Because it's a temporary thing. If you can make it till tomorrow or the next week, you'll find that having five bad days will be outweighed by the 360 good days that you have.
You know, police and sheriffs, you know, they can only do so much. If there's some violence, like, it's just amazing how you, well, like, I'll give an example, the city of San Francisco in the Mission District, the violence is coming from 150 people. You have thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the Mission, and the main violence is coming from 150 people. And of those, not all those people are shooters. But people in the Mission do call, okay? You can call anonymously. Most departments have anonymous calls. If there's violence, that is not snitching. You're trying to improve your neighborhood. You know, tell the truth, there's too many police, there's too many sheriffs. Yep. You know, we don't need that many cops and sheriffs. What we need is a community to police a community. We're always going to need police.
Right, yeah.
But we do need the community to get involved because, you know, the police cannot solve those crimes. The shootings that were happening out there, what is in the Fillmore area, what is it? There's 60 people involved. 60 people? Come on, that's ridiculous. I mean, the people in the community knows what's going on. You can call anonymously to the police department and tell them what's happening. That's what I meant when I was talking about the snitching, was be careful who you hang around with. It is not wrong to call the police to try and protect your community, because the police cannot do it alone.
That's right. Yeah, I agree with that. And the thing is that we've got to care about one another as well as our community. You know, snitching is not about just going to the police. It's about making sure that your family is safe, that your kids are safe, your brother and sister, because what happens is when one of these guys kills somebody, it's somebody's brother or somebody's sister or somebody's kid, somebody in their family, and not only hurts that person that's associated with them, but it hurts entire families and entire communities.
Love yourself. You can probably affect everybody around you. It's like a ripple. So if you stop and you make the change, then the next thing you know, you might affect your whole family, or even if you don't affect your family, you might affect somebody else. So that's why I keep going back to Tamatra Scott. He wasn't a family member, but he definitely kept me from not being here today. The people that they want to glorify in these movies and on, they're usually regular folks. If you want to be a gangster, just go look at an old Jimmy Cagney movie. Look, they were Irish brothers back in the day. They were Italian brothers back in the day. Some of the movies that they're doing is the same exact dialogue. Scarface is the same exact dialogue. Go see the movie with Paul Mooney in it. The same movie. And it was Italians.
Yeah, man, don't up, take responsibility. Quit glorifying wanting to be in prison, because guess what? When you continue to fly and dream that you're going to be a thug and you're going to be in prison, guess what? You will end up in prison. To take care of yourself, love yourself, take care of your kids, take responsibility for your actions.
And things happen no matter what. So we're not saying everybody that's in prison deserves to be in prison.
Right.
I've never been in jail and still get jacked, and I'm still treated. I'm 51 years old, and I'm still treated. I have no respect. So nothing changes. You got to man up and just go through the process. So it's not, you whine, if the odds are against you and you didn't empower yourself and empower your community, then when some injustice happens to you, then you don't have the community to come and save you, because they're weak. You might have been the strongest point. So we want you to love yourself. Look in the mirror.
Right.
When you look in the mirror, you love yourself. When you look in the mirror, you accept what you are. You can't be loved until you love yourself.
That's right.
And love your brother.
Your neighbor.
And love your neighbor. And love your kids.
Right.
So I just want to get back to one point. This whole idea that education ain't cool. That trying to learn is lame or it's dumb. I have to say, making $10 an hour the rest of your life is dumb. You know, being stuck working, you know, Best Buy for the next 10 years is dumb. Or working, you know, you make your choices now, you pay later. And if you want to have things in life, you want to have the bling, you can steal it from somebody, you know, shoot them and, you know, take it from them, or you can go out and I think, you know, the easier way, you take care of that education, get that education, and you'll be able to go get those things you want in life. Is it comes down to economics, and you know, even if you're not college bound, you need to understand math. You
yep.
need to understand the money.
Yep.
And because when someone presents you with a 0% interest loan, you need to be smart enough to go read that this little, you know, 5-point print that's at the bottom that says that. And by the way, this bumps up to 18.99% and may max out at 22%. As soon as the term of this loan ends. So,
right.
And this is math, and people are going to present you with, you know, a bag of pennies or a handful of quarters and say, hey, which one do you want? And be playing shell games with you, and you're going to need to be smart enough to pick the one that's going to be right for you so you don't get screwed. So I'm saying, you know, and I wish someone had told me this, you know, when I was in high school, was that this stuff matters, but the math part matters, and that you're going to get taken advantage of if you don't learn the stuff. And so, you know, even if you're not thinking you're college bound, learn this stuff because it's going to help you. And if you care about your money at all, and I know you do, because, you know, we need it. You got to have it.
Right.
There are books out there, and you can go to the library. You can do whatever. But it's all this stuff is written. And so even if you have a hard time with math, you can find books that will make it easier, or you can sit with somebody, or you can just sit in on classes. That's another way that you can deal with college. If you have, you don't have the time, you can sit and observe a class and get used to that environment. But you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it. Because time, the best example is Baby Boy. And I'm sure y'all love that movie. And that's all he was. He was a baby. Even though he's a grown man, he was a baby. Baby mama drama. He's living with his mama. You know, he's got a baby. He got a baby somewhere else. And on. And he couldn't take care of business. And they're all fighting to live in this woman's apartment. And all the women had places to live and a roof over their head and weren't trying to kill each other. And then just do it. Just do it. Later on, we will put up a list of maybe movies or books or whatever that you guys can reference to. I think American Me, isn't that one? And we'll put a list. Since you guys like to watch movies, and video seems to be the new medium to learn, there's information out there, and we'll put a list up on our site. And you can do what we're doing right now.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, this. You want to get heard. You know, there's a lot of resources out there, I think, that aren't being used here in San Francisco in terms of getting kids, getting adults involved in technology. And I'm telling you, it's never been easier to get your voice heard. And you know, a lot of this stuff that's going on is because no one cares, no one listens. But if you want to publish yourself and be on the internet, it doesn't cost a whole lot. I know a place in the Mission here where you can go and they'll teach you everything you need to know. There's some free programs that you can do here in the city that'll get you involved. You want to make a documentary of your life, you know, put that story out there. You want to make a, you know, audio history of your family, which I think is a valuable thing that everyone should do. Go find out where you came from and where you're going. And it doesn't take much. A video, an audio recorder, you know, tape player, whatever. Do it. Get learn the history of your family, you know, the information's there for you to get it out there.
I just want to say that make your dreams come true. I think I go back to the early 1800s where my family came to Americas, and we were poor soldiers and poor farmers, indigenous people and mix of European people. If they could see what became of their family, how things have changed, they'd be very happy. Make your dreams come true, and only you can do that.
I agree with that. Thing is, don't let people tell you can't do anything or you shouldn't do something. When you love yourself, when you believe in yourself, you can do anything because the sky's the limit.
Man up. Love yourself. Because we love you. And so,
right.
If you know some people that want to access this information, go for it. But just keep on keeping on.
Yep, that's what we always talk about. Information is knowledge, and knowledge is power. Some people make things happen, others watch things happen. But guess what? Most of folks say, what the hell happened? And you don't want to be one of those kind of people. So make things happen.
Are you a small business or entrepreneur? You know you need to be online, but you don't know where to start? Come to RedTap. We'll help you with all of your online needs. Everything from website design to e-commerce site setup. To e-marketing. We'll speak to you in your language and help you build a successful online business. Give us a call at 415-285-0585. RedTap is located in the heart of the Mission District at 1360 Valencia Street and is a proud sponsor of the JusticeFound.org podcast. You've been listening to the Worker Justice Talk podcast edition with Roland Washington. The Worker Justice Talk is a production of JusticeFound.org and RedTap. Most editions are recorded live at the studios of RedTap, located in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco. The Work Justice Talk is available online at justicefound.org and for download on iTunes. The post-production audio engineer was me, David J. Kordsmeyer. Join us next time for another edition of the Worker Justice Talk.